Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rambling Man podcast. I'll be your host this evening, where we will be talking about a current event that is going on in, well, the technology sphere. So my friend sent me an article here about a new cell phone that's being produced that has an insane battery life. Probably one that you won't need to ever recharge. I didn't read the article too much, but from what I've seen, it seems a bit absurd, to say the least. The title alone is enough to catch your attention. It's essentially a phone that has a 50-day battery lifespan. My friend seemed awfully excited when he sent me this, but I was more confused. I don't see why you would need 50 days worth of battery. Yes, you would almost never need to charge it. But think about it when you finally do have to charge it. Think about how long that would take. Think about how much power you would have to give to this thing to get a 50-day long battery up to 100%. If you even could get it to 100%. That's just absurd. There's no reason to have a 50-day long battery. But it got me thinking. If this is where we're excelling technology to for things like cell phones, what exactly are we doing? I'm sure this is just a novelty item, but it does pose a serious thing. A 50-day long battery. Also, to note a little thing, this battery is so huge it completely ruins the form of the phone. It's basically a brick. We've gone back in time to having brick phones. But this time, they're smartphones, but they just got a really big battery on them. But back to what I was saying before. It does beg the question, a 50-day long battery sounds absurd now, but in the future, that might be at the norm or maybe even below. That's far, far into the future, I'm sure. But think about it. One day, we could be using the phones that we're using now, but with battery lives that just last almost forever. We could get to that point. We would be carrying tiny nuclear reactors in our pockets at all time. I imagine the cancer rate would go up astronomically. But advances in technology could lead us to have things like that. Battery lives that last absurdly long. Phones that can do things that we couldn't think imaginable. You could turn a phone maybe into like a computer or something. Have it spawn holograms. Something, you never know. The future is a bright place, I say. But about this phone, I had a little discourse with my friend about it, asking him, why would you need a 50 battery life phone? And it went as, I guess smoothly. I guess smoothly would be the word, as you could say. I don't know why he was so excited about this 50-day battery life phone. But he said something about how you would never need to charge it. I guess that's one good thing about a 50-day long battery. I just think it's absurd. I'm sure it's probably just a prototype novelty item that won't ever go in the consumer market. God, I hope it never goes on the consumer market. But if something like this exists now, it just begs the question of what we'd have in the future. But also, I think we should look into the past. See where we've come from this point. As we said, I said that we went back in time to having brick phones. And I said that jokingly, of course. But that was a real thing. At one point in history, phones were the size of bricks, and you could probably knock somebody out with one of them. They got the job done, certainly. And that was probably the most condensed design that they could have at the time with the technology on hand. But now we're going back to that. there's a question that always keeps popping up. Does history repeat itself? Those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Stuff like that. But I never believed in that. I always thought that was some stupid thing that people said to sound smart. But now, I'm seeing more and more cases that seem to agree with that notion. We really are just repeating history, but in a different way. We think a 50-day battery life would be really cool and really good, but we're always going back in time, never going forward. 2 steps forward, 1 step back, maybe. Now then, I guess that poses the question. A 50-day battery life phone, do you see that as necessary? Do you see it as something interesting, cool, something that you may see yourself using in the future? I would like to know all of your opinions, but I also pose a separate question. Other than obscenely long battery life, what would you want in the cell phones of the future? I would love to know. Me, personally, I can only really think of better computing power, so you could have an actual computer in your pocket. Imagine that. You could get so much work done. Do so much stuff wherever you wanted. Granted, phones already kind of do that, but, you know, the more the merrier, the bigger the better. So I would like to hear your thoughts on those two questions. And this has been the Rambling Man Podcast, and I'll see you next time. Good night.